This is Passport to Texas. Texas is home to some 32 bat species. Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV producer Abe Moore says viewers will meet one of the lesser-known bats in a segment airing this month.
We did a story on the Raffinesque's big-eared bat. They're one of the least-known bats in the southeastern United States. And the story looked at one of the largest big-eared bat colonies in Texas, the colonies at the Trinity River National Wildlife Refuge, and it's in, of all places, an abandoned mobile home that's out in the woods.
This house was abandoned 18 years ago. We were going to tear it down. We decided that we would rather keep it open for the bats and actually keep the house in working order enough so that they can use it as a roost.
It's this abandoned horror movie type of house. There's rat droppings all over the floor and spider webs everywhere. I mean, it'd be the greatest set for a film. But it was a perfect home for the bats. And the refuge built these cool bat roost towers nearby for them to live in the mating season.
And they're close by, and the bats will readily move from here to the towers, depending on the temperature.
That story is going to be on Texas Parks and Wildlife Television the week of May 5th through the 11th.
Thanks, Abe. Support provided by Ram Trucks, doing what's right and good regardless of the degree of difficulty, takes guts. Those are the people who build Ram Trucks. Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.